де то є?
Що? Не розумію.
Не розумію, не розумію. Де са тві слідки?
A video spot made by the Association for Integration and Migration highlights the plight of foreign nationals working as domestic service providers, cleaners, maids and nannies. Approximately 27,000 women from former Soviet bloc countries in Asia are currently employed in menial positions in Czech households. Their poor grasp of the language and scant knowledge of their rights, as well as fear of deportation, make them easy targets of exploitation and maltreatment. Within a help and awareness campaign, the Association for Integration and Migration has launched a video spot going by the title Do You Know Who Cleans Your House?, in which a Ukrainian cleaner turns out to be a highly qualified, experienced math teacher. I spoke to Eva Valentová, one of the organizers of the campaign, about the problems involved and what the association is hoping to achieve.
We work for a long time with migrant women in the Czech Republic, and we see that this group is quite vulnerable as concerns fundamental rights and especially labor rights. And we know from our experience that most of women migrants that come to the Czech Republic, they pass through this experience of domestic work. And this field is completely not researched, or there is no official identification of the framework, what should be domestic work and what laws apply to this group. That's why we focus to identify this. And the campaign focuses mostly on the migrant women, in the sense that through our leaflets and video spot, we try to show them that they have their rights and also duties related to the domestic work, which is also a kind or type of employment or business.
But to launch this campaign, you must have received plenty of signals that they are not treated as they should be, that they're maltreated, exploited, possibly maybe even verbally abused.
The women that come to seek counseling to our offices, they mostly face the problems of unpaid wages or immediate dismissals, and especially most of them work illegally, and some of them stay without any residence permit in the Czech Republic, so which means that they fear removal from the country, etc.
But your spot conveys a different message, does it not?
Yeah, of course, but the spot is targeted to the Czech general public, especially the Czech employers, which are the families. So to show people, to make them think, I have a domestic worker at home, and actually I have no idea who is this woman and what kind of problems she could face, because Czech people, they don't have the same type of problems to deal with. So this is the main idea of the spot, to make people think about that domestic work is not as easy as it seems.
You're also getting across the message that in many cases these domestic helpers or service providers are highly educated and they happen to be doing manual work, but basically many of their employers treat them as simple-minded foreigners. Is that not the case?
Yeah, of course. Migrants are overqualified also in other economic sectors, but what is the message of the spot is mostly to show that domestic workers have rights to dignity, to good treatment, altogether with other labor rights. We want to show to employers that they could start from the easiest way possible, which is, for example, the good treatment of their domestic workers. And then maybe they could think further about their legal status, for example, or whether they have access to health care or social benefits and so on.
What foreign nationals are we talking about here? Presumably they're from non-EU member states.
Yeah, the campaign focuses only on the third country nationals, and most of them come from ex-Soviet Union countries, which means Ukraine and the Central Asia, briefly said.
And they probably don't have a very good grasp of the language when they start helping out in domestic service.
This is also one of the problems they face, the language barrier, even though the Russian speaking people are very flexible and they can learn the language very easily. Now there is also a number of Philippine babysitters, for example, which is increasing significantly, and also, some Vietnamese provide these domestic services, so the language barrier is much more significant.
When you think about how Czechs treat them, because usually they'd be employed by Czechs mostly, would you say that there is racism involved, or basically that they're regarded as second-rate in a way because they come from former Soviet bloc countries?
This is very difficult to say because we have only knowledge from our workers, so we cannot be for the moment very objective. That's why I wouldn't like to put all Czech employers into one bag and say, yeah, they are racist. Of course, there are those cases of discrimination or racism, or I would say rather stereotypes towards ex-Soviet Union citizens.
You say that it's very hard for you to be objective because you've only heard the women's side of the story. Can you tell me on an anonymous basis what kind of complaints they come to you with?
Well, most of their problem is they even often don't know their rights and duties. So it concerns also the labor issues, for example, that they should have a work permit, or they could have a business also in this field in this type of work, or questions concerning the healthcare, social benefits. They have no clue what they could do or what benefits they could take from their job. And this is very important to raise their awareness about this, because it will definitely empower them also towards their employers. So we don't want to say by the campaign that the employers are only maltreating their workers. This is not the message. The message is related more to labor rights and also to the empowerment of the women.
What is the fate of most of these women? Do they eventually, once they learn the language, go on to get a better job that better reflects their education, for instance, or do they simply spend a few years in this country, such as the Filipino maids that you mentioned, or babysitters, and basically take the money back home?
This very, very much. As you said, for example, there are certain groups like these Filipina women that came to the Czech Republic only to make some money and send it back to their families. But, for example, many ex-Soviet Union citizens, they would like to stay here. They came for work, of course, but with the vision that they would stay here and reside here for many years. But also not all of them, so this should be seen individually in each case.
Do you feel that it is more difficult for foreigners to integrate in the Czech Republic than, for instance, in West European countries? Because for many years, the country was relatively closed, so to speak, thanks to the communist regime. Now there are a lot more foreigners coming in. Do they have serious integration problems because of people's attitude to foreigners?
I personally think that the people's attitude doesn't help the migrants to integrate, because we have partners in other European countries, for example, Portugal, where the situation is completely different. And I would say they make more efforts to make migrants integrated, which is maybe related to the needs of the country itself, or also the general attitude of the public, because many of them were of Portuguese, for example, were emigrants. So they have also this experience in their families with how is it to live abroad. And sometimes, surprisingly, we forget that also Czech people had to emigrate, for example, and lots of them live abroad and had to face the problems how to integrate in foreign countries and get their decent life. So we could think about this also.
Do Czechs treat foreigners from different countries differently? Are they more ready to accept some than others?
Yeah, I think that thanks to our history, we treat maybe better Westerns and US citizens, because it was our kind of example or type of paradise that where we would like to live. And for example, the Soviet Union was our enemy, let's say. So also the nationals of these countries are not very well seen. And we have, I think we have lots of prejudices in our society or stereotypes regarding the several nationalities of people. So,
of course, it takes years to change that, generations. But have you tried, have you targeted any campaigns? Have you tried to change this in any way?
Well, for example, this campaign, it doesn't say explicitly, but it involves also the aspect of stereotypes that Ukrainian cleaner, she's just a cleaner, and finally we realize that she could be something more. So it's hidden also in our video.
Eva Valentová was Daniela Lazarová's guest in this week's Panorama.